Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer. WrestleMania coming up the weekend of April 2nd and 3rd in Dallas. And then that Friday, the week after WrestleMania, we're going to get SmackDown right here in Milwaukee Friday night. One of the guys you'll see in action, Kofi Kingston, the former world champion. Kofi, oh my goodness, how are you? This is great.
Oh, I'm fantastic, man. How are you?
Kofi, I just think you're the best. I'm just going to do that right away. I just think that... that you're the greatest. Hey. I'm one of these weird guys, Kofi, that I didn't start watching wrestling. I didn't watch when I was a kid. So I'm like 30.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like 35 now. I went 37. I went to a buddy's house, the WrestleMania that Shawn Michaels and Undertaker wrestled the first time. And I was just like, I got to watch this thing. And then you're one of the guys that I quickly, you know, got into. The night that you were smashing Orton's NASCAR was like, I was so pumped. And then finally to see you, you know, win, I think that has there been a moment since you won that world championship? Has there been any moment close that has matched that for you? Because that was just, I mean, you could see it with your family up there, just the emotion that poured over you.
Yeah, man, definitely not, man. It's for me, like, that whole deal was a legitimate, like, 11-plus year build. So we oftentimes don't get the time to, like, to build a story over years, let alone, like, a decade, right? Like, and it wasn't intentional by any means that I was starved from the WWE title scene. So there's just so much emotion and so much work that went into that moment. And then, yeah, like, having my family get in the ring afterwards, alongside my family of Xavier and Big E, my brothers in there. Like, it was just so emotional on so many different levels. I mean, we worked so hard to get to that moment. We envisioned it and visualized it. And, you know, we affirmed it. And there we were. And then my kids in the ring and my wife out there and my dad went to his first WrestleMania there. My brother was there with his girlfriend. Like, so it was just a lot of, you know, just a lot coming together after like a pretty much like a career's worth of like sacrifice and working hard and just keep, you know, trying to climb that mountain. So it's hard to top that. Not to mention all the people that it affected, right? Like, you know, people of color in particular, being the first African born WWE champion. It was a moment that a lot of people didn't think that they were ever going to see. And here I was at the middle of it all. So yeah, man, like it just the build to it, the whole Kofi Mania experience, and having everybody who could identify with a struggle and perseverance and hanging in there and fighting hard, like, to finally get what you want. Like, it's hard to match that level of energy. But by the same token, I am still appreciative of all the fans out there and everything that they have done for me over the years, all the support that I've received. So it doesn't get old by any means. It's just great to be able to interact with people on that personal level.
You know, and then we're talking here in 2022, which makes it almost like 8 years of you in the New Day. You guys are brought together in 2014, and you don't know if it's going to work. It's a little different than what it turned into be. I think it's just, I mean, you see stables come and go. You see tag teams come and go. They always, you have a tag team and then one guy turns on each other. And for you guys still to be there, I think that adds to everything. I think that adds to when you won. I think that adds to when Big E won his title. I mean, 8 years later, could you have imagined you'd still be together? Was that, I don't think that was always the plan, was it?
It was always our plan for sure, but it's very rare that you see a faction or a team last for that long in WWE without on the other, or either them breaking up or not being with the company anymore. So we're in a very unique position for sure to be able to have remained a unit after all these years, like you said, man, almost a decade. And it's awesome because our bond is still that strong. And we look forward to being around each other. We never get tired of each other, and the energy is always there. So even just on a personal level, to have met somebody like Big E and Xavier Woods, like it's crazy because you don't normally meet people that you have such strong bonds with. And for us, it's like we're just, you know, hive mind mentality, man. It's we're very fortunate, to say the least.
Because you guys, I mean, I think over the course of the New Day, you really got to be yourselves. And I think that's usually, that's what I see with wrestling is when you have a guy that can just tap into who they are, I think that's what clicks with fans. And whether it's the pancakes or the trombones or the high-flying stunts you do at the Rumble, when you can be yourself, I think that's what clicks the most with fans.
Yeah, man, it's what makes it real. We're not out there playing characters, you know, we're ourselves with the volume turned all the way up. And more importantly, with us, it's our interaction, because you see, like, if you're walking down the street and you see a group of people like laughing and smiling and having fun, you can't help but be attracted to those people, and you want to know what's going on and you want to be a part of it. So that's kind of what our effect is on a larger level, being that we go out there and we try to entertain each other. And when we do that, people want, they want to be a part of the fun, and we are happy to include them in that experience. So yeah, man, like I said, dude, I'm really, really fortunate to have met guys like D and Woods that I can hold so closely and dearly to my heart. And yeah, it's just always a joy to be around them, you know, even to this day.
Kofi Kingston, they'll be at SmackDown on the 8th in Milwaukee, WrestleMania coming up the weekend before that. We got to, I mean, what are we doing on the WrestleMania card? Because, well, first of all, I want to make sure Big E's okay. That was a tough situation that he had to go through, but that's going to kind of affect how the New Day is going to, what they're going to be up to in Dallas.
Yeah, man. With regard to E, where he's just, you know, for those who don't know, he actually broke his neck a couple weeks ago. And luckily, you know, and I say luckily, but, you know, he fractured his C1 and C6. And it wasn't any worse than that. He didn't have any spinal cord damage. He didn't have any misalignment. He is moving around pretty well, all things considered. And it's now just a matter of rest and recovery. He will not be available for WrestleMania for sure. I can guarantee you that. But with regard to what I'm going to be doing at WrestleMania, I don't know. I'm not sure. Hopefully Woods will be back and we can mix it up with some of these tag teams out there. But everything is up in the air. You never know what is going to happen leading up to WrestleMania. That's why it's so exciting right now, because we really just don't know. But, you know, more importantly, the show after WrestleMania, it's almost like the season premiere, the SmackDown after, where, like, yeah, you know, we've had a huge season finale, and then everyone knows that there's going to be, like, a lot of surprises at Mania. There's going to be title changes and, you know, surprise appearances and things that are going to happen that people don't expect. So that's what all that fallout is going to be on SmackDown, and we get to navigate what happened and talk about how much of an amazing show that this two-night stupendous event is, you know, has been. So yeah, it's going to be an awesome SmackDown. It's probably one of the better SmackDowns to go to of the year. I'd probably say the one right before WrestleMania, and then definitely the one right after. For sure, you want to catch those. So it's going to be great, man. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Kofi, one more for you. You've got such a good career behind you. The WWE Championship, as we've talked about. Tons of different other championships. You know, this thing with the New Day, a future Hall of Famer for the WWE. What at this point, because you could walk away tomorrow and have a great career and be proud of it, what keeps you going back every night? What keeps you going back in these live events and to keep maybe trying for that title one more time? What keeps you going out there?
Man, I think it's just the interactions with the people. I really do enjoy going out there and meeting the people that make us tick. And I enjoy that energy, and I enjoy being a part of a positive influence on people's lives. So being able to go out and put smiles on people's faces never gets old. It's pretty awesome to be able to do that in the wrestling ring. For me, this has always been my childhood dream. This is all I've ever wanted to do since I was a kid. And I'm very lucky that I can still go out and do that on a nightly basis, you know, on a weekly basis. And I really do love that energy. And I know that it is a kind of a finite period of time that we have in our careers to be able to do this. So I'd like to stress that out for as long as I can, you know, and now to be able to do it like in front of my children, and they get to see what daddy does is really, really cool too. So, yeah, it's a combination of all those things, but mainly just the positive vibes that we're able to put out and the positive influence that we're able to have on the people.
WWE SmackDown Friday nights on Fox, but Friday night on the 8th in Milwaukee, you're going to want to be there. Kofi, so good to talk to you. Thank you for your time. Best of luck, and hope to see you with that title again soon.
Yeah, right on, man. Thanks for having me on.
Kofi Kingston joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Oh, I swear, man, he's always been one of my favorites. He's always been one of my favorites. He got in this feud with Randy Orton 10 years ago, and he smashed this NASCAR. And Kofi went from like mid-carder to top of the card. And then for whatever reason, it never happened for him. So when he finally got the WrestleMania moment with that title, it was awesome. What a great dude. You can hear the smile. Can you tell I love this man? I love Kofi Kingston.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.